this could be entered into a story somewhere. I mean, I guess when we look at Peele's adventures when he's like between 10 and just turning 13, you can ask the question to some AI bot out there that I just asked here. In the psychological development of a human through life, what kind of and how important role does the preteens have, meaning the year or so just before, just when the young person start entering into puberty, shifting from being a child to a young adult? Do you know what studies may say about this? And the answer here is, it's not just a minor transition, it's a very, very rapid transformation. It's talking here about ages 10 to 13 or something, can begin as early as 9. And says like this, this phase is not just a minor transition, it's a period of profound and rapid transformation that serves as a critical foundation for the entire adult life. Developmental psychology is viewed as a launching pad for identity, relationships, and cognitive abilities. So it's big, really. I mean, the body starts to develop so quickly. Sexual thing there, you know, and the whole hoops. It's a big thing. And it says a cognitive development, the way a preteen thinks is fundamentally changing. Someone says, according to Piaget's theory, they're entering the formal operational stage. This means they start to think abstractly, hypothetically, and logically. They can ponder what-if scenarios, understand complex metaphors, and engage in systematic problem-solving. I mean, it rings a bell here, because sometimes, you know, the reason I actually asked the question was, and this we can put here in our story, what happened was that Pio, the old Pio, he's now 70, sits there with an old friend, or he starts meeting old friends, male and female, who were classmates back then. And he sits there looking at a class photo of their class from the sixth grade when they were 12, just about, you know, to turn 13. In 1968 or something, spring. And as he, and he shared it on social media, and others also who were in that class came forward and inspired, and it was an interesting discussion there. And as he was sitting there discussing a little bit with his old classmates from that, who he hadn't, most of them hadn't even met since they went out of that sixth grade back then, but still felt as if they knew each other. Hey, nice to meet you again, old chap, after like 58 years. So he then, well, me then, but I want to put it into the story somehow, kind of started wondering maybe, or feeling that, you know, the more we have Pio talking here, the more I meditated on, you could say, remembered and really got into, even it started maybe with me looking for pictures, photographs of the tape recorder that meant so much to me. In my great exploration of pop music, which changed my life. And then, you know, he's remembering that, and as he does, He's there in that room, kid's room at 10 years old, and feel the feelings and remember the smells and atmosphere, and so many things start to come up like that. And also in the classroom, among his classmates, the relationships they had, fell in love with her then and her then later, and what it meant then, how it felt then. And to Pio, of course, how it felt too. Not get his love returned. And then, I mean, this story is getting really wild. Then he realizes that the girl that he first fell in love with, for real, and he forgot it, he felt back then, at age 10, that here she is, my girl. Wow, finally. I felt all my life that there's my girl waiting for me. And yes, obviously, clearly, and he went home happily. I'm in love, mother. I don't think he dared to say that, but that's how he felt. I found her. But then, no response from that girl. And he was bewildered, confused, crushed. Very sensitive little boy, 10 years old. And he forgot that, but he remembers it now. Well, he thinks so. But yes, there may have been big things. I mean, when in that age, and that's why he started exploring that age again, through psychology and so on. When you fall in love with someone, it means something. It's big, it's strong, it's powerful. And maybe, he continued, that's what the natural thing would be. Yes, God sends girl to boy, boy to girl, even if you're in a little village, it seems like everyone finds there. One. And often, I mean, in healthy societies in which he saw when he was a kid, they then stay together all life. Yes, they have their quarrels and their things, but the two are one. And he always, through life, he's sitting here now, 70, a little bit envied people who found their real one, the real partner, the real beloved one. And now it's getting very strange. I mean, because our Peel realized that the first girl, when he was 10, they were both, that he fell in love with and thought was his girl. Of course, then he had to give up. And there was another one next year, and it continued like that. That she now lives in the same city. He's still his friend with her on social media. They even generally take walks in the same neighborhoods of Stockholm, the south, and so he just drops her a little note suggesting cup of coffee one day or so. But, and of course, why shouldn't we be friends? He thinks, in fact, this woman, then girl, is the person, except for my own sister, that I have known the longest time of my life and still is in contact with as a friend. Wow. And it's getting very mystical in Pio's life. So, and he sits there thinking, well, you know, what can I say? I belong to God, and whatever my destiny would unfold into, what can I say? I was born to have adventure after all, and that seems to not stop just because you're growing old. So, I mean, it's all there now, sitting, talking to himself, maybe even talking into his phone, in his home. And, well, maybe you can even find that recording somewhere. It's a mystical world out there today.